So this question is actually a little bit challenging because we've got a patient with an 80-pack year history of smoking, and they're asking which cell type is most likely to be abnormal. And we look at the answer choices and we say, well, why couldn't all of these cell types theoretically be abnormal, right? I mean, why would one cell type be preferred over another? So this is sort of in the factoidy department that the USMLE wants you to know that pseudostratified columnar epithelial cells will be abnormal in function. These are the ones that are ciliated within the respiratory tree. So we've got the bronchi, okay, the trachea. We've got the terminal bronchioles. So the parts of the respiratory tree, mostly those not partaking in gas exchange, are going to have greater numbers of the pseudostratified columnar epithelial cells that are ciliated. So And of course, as we get further down in the respiratory tree, the respiratory bronchioles and the alveoli themselves, we've got actual gas exchange occurring. More and more type 1 pneumocytes, the ones with all the surface area for gas exchange, simple squamous. But just to stay on track for a moment, is the cilia function is decreased in smokers. That point is really high yield for you. So, like, let's say you got a patient with COPD, wakes up in the morning and then hacks up, coughs up lots of mucus, right? That's mostly due to decreased cilia function, okay? So, the mucociliary escalator, decreased cilia function. Now, it's interesting to note because I've seen NBME questions for step one on this concept. One of them, an arrow question actually, where the cilia function was decreased. That makes sense. That's what this question is. But alveolar macrophage function is also decreased. So you would say, I've had students say, but wait, wouldn't alveolar macrophage function be increased? If aren't they like their activities increased in order to clear out the particulates, right? Phagocytose the particulates. You could make the same argument for the cilia function, couldn't you? But in fact, the cilia function is decreased, not increased. So alveolar macrophage function is decreased, but it's not the answer. They want pseudostratified columnar epithelial cells with decreased cilia function. That's the superior answer in this case. I mean, I don't really know what to say. It's what the USMLE wants. It's what you need to know. So just learn it. Clara cells are a distractor. They are an exocrine cell lining the respiratory tree. They secrete glycosaminoglycans with a protective function. I just point those out because when students are not sure of an answer, they start choosing weird things. So I wouldn't be surprised if some of you reading this question or listening to this question chose Clara cells. Type 1 pneumocytes, they are the ones that partake in gas exchange, okay? They account for 95% of the surface area of the alveoli. Type 2 pneumocytes, they are the stem cells of the lungs. And if there's lung damage, they will proliferate into other types of cells. The type 2 pneumocytes also contain specialized organelles called lamellar bodies, which secrete surfactant, okay? And the surfactant prevents alveolar collapse, okay? And also very important for preventing neonatal respiratory distress syndrome. Okay, that's it.